Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. Tonight's musical guest is Kaz Hamilton, and tonight's prescription is the peace of purpose and the purpose of peace. I'm Christopher Hyman on CITR.ca and 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Adam Shaikh for The Heart of the Earth and other songs from his album, Resonance, will be coming right up. So we often share a prayer on The Medicine Show. And so in my prayer tonight, I thought I would address the challenges many experience as mental illness. Dear Lord, I come before you needing help, needing healing. Quiet my soul, comfort me today. Touch my mind with your healing mercies. Take all confusion and distortions of true reality away from me. Bring me the clarity of mind and the stability of emotions that you have intended for all your children. For I know you have given me a spirit of sound mind, and you have given me my mind to remain in constant communication with you, seeking you with all my heart and mind and strength. Bring me to my purpose, lead me into my calling and service to you and my neighbors. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, not so much to be understood as to understand, not so much to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this might become a tradition here on The Medicine Show. I've been finding these blog posts that I'm just loving, finding them very very true, and they resonate deeply with me. And this one does everything except this new show, Stranger Things. I haven't seen it. A lot of people are talking about it, but anyways, they mentioned this in the show. I just want to say this doesn't reflect my actual opinion on that show. This is called Shadows and Signposts. And it's by Shannon Daly. There's something overwhelmingly nostalgic about the first day of school. No matter how many Septembers come and go, or how many new classes full of students I stand in front of, the feeling is the same. Every new September is a culmination of each previous one, distilling a very complex mixture of emotions. I'm not really a warm weather person, so the lure of autumn is strong. New school supplies, blowing leaves, toasty sweaters, and delicious pumpkin goodies. I love the line from You've Got Mail when Tom Hanks' character writes, "Don't you love New York in the fall? It makes me want to buy school supplies. I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils if I knew your name and address." Everything seems crisper in those last golden days of summer, when the light seems like honey and the shadows creep in from the evening sooner and sooner. The new sharpness and scents on the morning air simultaneously makes me happy and often fills me with a piercing longing. This association between autumn and nostalgia is often commented on. C.S. Lewis calls this feeling that unnameable something, desire for which pierces us like a rapier at the smell of bonfire or the sound of wild ducks flying overhead. While fall is rife with nostalgic pitfalls for me, there are many things that plunge us into the past. We hear a certain song or smell the ocean or cedar trees, and we are at once taken back to a particular time and place dictated by emotion and memory. The painful pleasure of this feeling is a powerful lure. We seek it out, reveling in its melancholy and poignancy. I sometimes think that much of our popular culture is built on nostalgia. Consider my favorite TV series of the summer, Stranger Things. While I enjoyed the story and the characters, what really captivated me was the lure of my 80s childhood. Every episode was a window to my past. The music, the freedom of after-school bike riding, the awesome fashion choices, even the light of the series seems to linger in the early evening with a pang that has an almost physical effect. The world was so lovingly recreated that I joyfully wallowed in it. Of course, entertainment capitalizes on this effect. There is a continuous parade of remakes, transforming our childhood passions into multi-million dollar franchises. Nostalgia, however, can move into many other aspects of our lives, prompting us to recreate what is so often a counterfeit past. We remember only what we wish to, without the complexity and wider perspective that adult understanding should bring to situations. Socially and politically, nostalgia can lead us in attempts to return to a past greatness that could more fittingly be called mythology than reality. The question is, when we return in our minds to our mythical past, what are we actually desiring? It's not a specific experience that I long for, it is instead a feeling, a sense of contentment and belonging. What I long for is the belief that all within my world and within my own heart is at peace. Consciously or not, we believe that this state lies in the past, and to achieve it we must reach backwards. However, there is a kind of disappointment in returning home, because our minds view the past through the blur of the most golden of Instagram filters. In truth, those moments were most likely full of the conflicting and turbulent emotions of children. We think we are looking backwards, but if we were to actually return to the place we seek, we would find it only a pale reflection of our expectations. D.H. Lawrence, in remembering his Sunday evenings at home around the piano, writes, "The glamour of childish days is upon me. My manhood is cast. Down in the flood of remembrance, I weep like a child for the past." While his sadness makes his past both vivid and desirable, he is aware that it is a glamour, a spell of illusion that covers all the cracks of reality. We too are aware of the illusion. Our lives are full of unfilled longings for golden days, for evenings of warmth and safety, and for moments of joy unencumbered by the knowledge of the pain of mutability. None of these longings can be fulfilled in any present moment, or even in the memory of past moments, which were in themselves insufficient. C.S. Lewis discusses this in his sermon, The Weight of Glory. He writes, "Apparently then, our lifelong nostalgia, our longing to be reunited with something in the universe from which we now feel cut off, to be on the inside of some door which we have always seen from the outside, is no mere neurotic fancy, but the truest index of our real situation. And to be at last summoned inside would be both glory and honor beyond all our merits, and also the healing of that old ache." Paul writes about this longing in his letter to Corinthians. He says, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. It is when we put on our heavenly dwelling that we will at last be freed from the pain and yearning that comes from being imperfect creatures oppressed by the passage of time, always moving forward, but looking backwards. We return to our past with longing because our present is filled with all the small disappointments of life and the grief that comes solely from our own brokenness and insufficiency. These longings will only be fulfilled finally and completely within the presence of the one who knows us fully and loves us wholly in the kingdom of heaven. So as the last summer days grow shorter and the smell of leaves and wood smoke hang in the air, be reminded that the sharp pang of nostalgia is not really for the past. It is instead the scent of a flower we have not found, the echo of a tune we have not heard, news from a country we have never yet visited. And it is when at last we reach that far country that we will look back and see that all our best moments were only shadows and signposts of the glory that will be, where time passes without the threat of mortality, and where all our sadness is transformed into joy." And I believe we can begin to experience new life in this life. We don't have to wait until the hereafter to begin living our lives devoted to service to God and our neighbors, to live as if it is heaven on earth now. I believe we are sent into the world by God to love and serve Him. By loving and serving each other, giving of ourselves, love we give in order to help others grow. I believe we are sent into the world to welcome our neighbors into God's family, a sent family of servants. The purpose of our peace, to pass it along to others, humbling ourselves, admitting to our brokenness, seeking God's supernatural help to overcome our natural tendency towards self-absorption, and allowing God to redeem us, use us for His glory and our good. And that's the peace of purpose. And this is City in Color with the song Sensible Heart on The Medicine Show. sure you want to do that? I can buy some more time. Over the no. Yeah.
A time so self-destructive.
Go over there.
With no intent of sensible heart,
4, 6, 7, 8.
My sensible heart. See, I'm no king, I wear no crown, but desperate times they seem over now. But still I weaken somehow, and it tears me apart. It tears me apart. Oh, oh. But I hope to learn as time goes by that I should trust what's deep inside, burning bright, oh, burning bright, my sensible heart, my sensible eyes, my sensible heart.
Right is wrong, obsolete, odd is even, pain is time of magic and change in the realm of Discordia. Discorder's format has once again transformed with the changing of seasons and years. September's Discorder magazine. Experience it anew.
Is there any way that you can be graceful when...
Featuring cover artist Craftition, articles on Wishkicker, Art Deco, and Hick, album reviews for Ramsey and Japanese Girls, and live show reviews of Art Swells, Space Melt, and more. Experience the transformation. Pick up a copy of Discorder at local record stores, venues, and more. Thank you to Discorder's advertisers. Vinyl Records, Recruit in Canada, Rickshaw, Fringe, Zipcar, Astoria, AMS, Don't Argue, Hastings Crossing, BIA, Live Band, The Rio, Shindig, Timber, Neptune, Viv, Unip Hit, Dead Offensive, Flemish Eye, Volunteer Media. Hold us all together in one as the winter comes.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We're back on the Medicine Show. Got a couple of announcements here. Tomorrow, downtown, there's going to be the We Arts Art Market from 12 till 6 at Davy and Butte. There's going to be 6 hours of live music. I hear the music's going to be pretty good. I might be playing from 2 till 4. There's also Angel and Eddie Lamb Halen are going to be playing there as well. And if you haven't checked out the art markets, check this out. It's definitely a great event starting up in the West End. And this is the second last one for the season. Another thing that's starting up again for the fall is Tales from the West End. And that takes place at J.J. Bean on the third Tuesday of every month. So that's going to be taking place on Tuesday. It goes from 5:45 until 7:30, and it's a storytelling event. An evening of mingling, storytelling, and complimentary refreshments. It's a really neat, I feel, somewhat neglected or even forgotten tradition of storytelling being revived there in the West End. So, Tales from the West End on Tuesday, September 20th at 5:45 at J.J. Bean, Davy and Bidwell. All right, so we have Kaz Hamilton in the studio here. And Kaz started playing guitar when she was in grade 10, but really just wanted to be able to accompany herself in singing, as that is her passion. Since then, she has written some of her own songs and done covers at open mics on Vancouver Island, in Ontario, where she was briefly in a band, the BC Interior, and now Vancouver, where she has called home for just over a year. Originally from Nanaimo, Kaz loves to sing many genres of music and recently started playing mandolin. She's flattered to be here today and excited to start trying to push herself to grow as a vocalist, musician, and meet others who want to do the same. She will be playing her own guitar, which is a vintage Jack Daniels guitar that she lovingly plays a song for at every open mic called Old Number 7. And stay tuned, she may play it tonight. And we'll be singing a few originals and a few cover songs. Welcome to the Medicine Show, Kaz.
Thanks, Chris. It's lovely to be here. Yeah, I think I'm going to start with a song that that I wrote. This one's about my my grandparents and living in the BC interior on the shoe swap, where there's no electricity and you really have time to think and reflect on the things you enjoy in life. So
sounds lovely. All right. Kaz Hamilton on The Medicine Show.
Down.
right. Kaz Hamilton on The Medicine Show. That was great. I like that song. You played that at the Bandstand event we did earlier this year, June 4th, right? Summer Sounds?
Yeah. That was a really cool experience, actually.
Right on. Yeah, I like that song a lot. I wonder if anybody has heard about this. I've heard somebody call it a manufactured crisis with Canada Post. Have you heard about this? So Canada Post is very profitable, and it's really good for Canadians because it's a publicly owned service, right? Puts thousands of people, gives thousands of people work, and it doesn't cost us money. It actually makes us as Canadians money. But there's some kind of, I don't know all the details, but some people are trying to manufacture this crisis where they're trying to steer people's opinions away from supporting Canada Post and just abolishing it altogether. Things like the postal workers make so much money and they have all these benefits that normal Canadians don't get. And that's not true at all. If you ask any postal worker, they work really hard. It's a very, very demanding job, really hard work. And they get paid a living wage. It's nothing extravagant at all. But anyways, I just thought I'd mention that and support your Canada Post because it's awesome. And on that note, I thought we would hear from a band called The Postal Service. And do you know about them?
The Postal Service?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard them before.
I think it's Dallas Green from City in Color.
Really?
I think. Hmm. I could be mistaken. But whoever it is, it was two guys on opposite sides of the continent in the States, and they would send each other music they were working on through the mail.
Oh, wow.
So one of them would lay down a drum track. I'm not sure how this went, right? But they'd lay down a track and mail it out to the other coast, and then the other guy would add his touches to it, and they'd send it back and forth. And so that's how this band, that's why they're called the Postal Service, and that's how they created their music. So this is Such Great Heights by the Postal Service on The Medicine Show. Thank you. That's the Postal Service on The Medicine Show. And I'm Christopher Heinemann, and we're on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we have Kaz Hamilton live with us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. You going to play us another song?
So this one's a cover song. And shout out to my friend Sean, who I usually play this with in the interior, but he can't be here, so that's all right. I'll sing it for both of us. But hi, Sean. This song is 1957 by Milo Green. The house that sits behind me is covered in ivy and green. The windows that we watch from are old and chipping at the beams. Takes me away, takes me away, takes me away, takes me away. Takes me away, yeah, takes me away.
That's a good one. Milo Green. I don't know that artist.
Yeah, I didn't either. My friend showed me that song, and then, yeah, I really liked it, and there was, like, two parts to it, and, yeah, it's a cool song.
Right on. So do you play, you mentioned you play at some open mics. What are some good ones that you find in the city?
In the city? Well, the one I started at was Café du Soleil on Thursdays on Commercial Drive.
Right, yeah.
And that's a really cool one. They have really good, like, local beers and food and stuff, too. But unfortunately, it's kind of like a lottery system. So you can show up, and then you might not be able to play. The Anza Club is pretty good, too, on Thursdays.
Where's that?
That is, like, it's like a Legion, basically, on, I think it's Ontario and 6th. And okay. Yeah, I checked out the one, the kitchen table on Wednesday nights in Kitsilano, and that one's pretty fun too. Yeah, still kind of making my way around and meeting some people and learning some new places, and yeah.
Right on. There's also an event called the Kitchen Table. You're talking about the pub
the
in
pub,
Kitsilano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an event in Mount Pleasant every second Saturday of the month called the Kitchen Table, and it's a building called the Soma Building. It's like 2468 Scotia, I think it is. Anyways, it's 6:30, and it's like an open mic type of thing. I've been going to that quite often. It's pretty good. So we're going to throw a couple of ads on here. We'll be right back with Kaz Hamilton on The Medicine Show.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
We're live, and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
We're back in The Medicine Show with Kaz Hamilton live in the studio. And we're live streaming on CITR.ca. And we're live as well on 101.9 FM. So how are things going? This fun?
Yeah, super fun.
I love doing this show. It's a lot of fun. Are you ready to play another song?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do an original.
Okay.
And this one's called In the Moment. And I was inspired by just sort of when I was in university trying to take a moment to breathe and really appreciate just like being alive and realizing I was focusing too much on school and just needed to realize it was bird's eye view was important.
Right on.
So, all right, In the Moment.
Club 6 a.m. Grab a coffee, put shoes on. Hurry up, go, go, go. Life's become a destination. Forget alarm clocks, make time stop every once in a while. Turn around, don't forget your reasons to smile. It's rush hour in your head. Close your eyes, what do you see? Today's tomorrow you worried of yesterday. You forgot about the journey. Forget alarm clocks, make time stop every once in a while. Wake up and turn around, don't forget your reasons to smile.
in my rearview. I watch you watching the twilight behind the telephone lines with nothing to prove or to assume. Just thinking that your thoughts are different than mine in my rearview. I watch you and I gave you your life, but you give me mine. I see you slowly swim away as the light is leaving town to a place that I can't be. But there's no apologies, just go on, just go on. There's still so many things I wanna say to you, but go on, just go on. Bound by blood that's moving from the moment that we start, from the moment that we start. I see your perfect little eyes, watch the shadows of the clouds, the surface of the ocean out the window of a plane. I get nervous when I fly, I'm used to walking with my feet. Turbulence is like a sigh that I can't help but overthink. What is the purpose of my life if it doesn't have to do with learning to let it go? Live vicariously through, you could do the same. It's the least you could do, cause it's a lonely little chain. If you don't add to it, so go on, just go on. There's still so many things I wanna say to you, but go on, just go on. We're bound by blood and love from the moment that we start. Just go on, just go on. There's still so many things I wanna say to you, just go on, just go on. We're bound by blood that's moving from the moment that we start, from the moment that we start.
That was Ben Harper and Jack Johnson back-to-back there on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And I had the great privilege of... I was looking for a job back in 2003 on the internet, and I saw this ad for a vending machine company, and I was like, that sounds all right. I could see myself doing that, go around, fill up vending machines, and call it up. And the answering machine says, we're still looking for vendors for the upcoming Ben Harper, REM, Jack Johnson, and Radiohead concerts. I just hung up the phone. I was just like, what? I called them back. I like all those bands. I would love to do this job. Whatever it is, I'd be great at it. And it was selling bottled drinks. It was all Coke products. So I was very principled, and I would only sell the Dasani water. Looking back, maybe I should have just sold the Coke. But... it was really neat because I got to watch the sound check of Radiohead, see all these concerts for free and actually make money. And super cool.
Sounds like the dream.
It was a dream job. It was at UBC Thunderbird Stadium, actually. Anyways, what's your dream job?
Well, I like to think that I'm sort of doing a little bit of all those things. I like to play music. I like to help people in the healthcare field. Right now I'm in quality improvement, but I know I'll be in healthcare forever. You know, as long as I live forever.
As long as there's health to take care of or whatever, right?
And then music and dance and I'm happy.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. It's a beautiful city to live in too, right?
Yeah.
Blows my mind almost every day. You got another song for us to...
Yeah, so recently when I've been playing at open mics, a few people have come up to me and told me that I sound like this artist, I don't know if you remember, Dido, mm-hmm. from the 90s. And so I thought, okay, you know what? I need to learn one of her songs and see if I actually do sound like her. So I learned a song called Thank You by her, and we'll see how it goes. I want to dedicate this song to Trish Pierce, who definitely was the one who made me learn this song. So
right on.
This is for you, Trish.
This is the one made famous by Eminem.
Yes, correct.
No way. Cool. All right, looking forward to it.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all. Morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it would all be great. Put your picture on the wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I drank too much last night. Got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I miss the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm done for work again. And even if I'm there, might not last the day. And then you call me, and it's not so bad. It's not so bad. And I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. And oh, just to be with you, it's giving me the best day.
Cass Hamilton with some Dido on The Medicine Show. And your friend was right. That's right up your alley. That's a good one. And it's funny, we should have done that towards the end of the show where we do our give thanks part. That's what I was thinking right at the start. Oh, man. Do you have any more originals you'd like to play?
Yeah, actually. I have an original that, again, I'd like to play with my friend Sean, but he is not here right now. But we did actually write this together.
He plays the mandolin, right?
No, he plays guitar as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple people I play with, but he plays guitar, and so I can't take all the credit for this one. But right, this one's about the feeling of home, so.
Right on.
All right. Woke up this morning in a state. My dreams have slipped away, led me astray. Memories I've made, mistakes I've paid. What's it all been for? Will I be okay?
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
felt persecuted and paralyzed. I thought that everything else would just wait. While you are wasting your time on your enemies, engulfed in a fever of spite, beyond your tunnel vision, reality fades like shadows into the night. To martyr yourself to caution is not gonna help at all, because there'll be no safety in numbers when the right one walks out of the door.
That was Pink Floyd on The Medicine Show. And we have Kaz Hamilton in the studio with us here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we've been talking about peace and the purpose of peace and the peace of purpose. I think a lot of what gives us peace is to work for peace in the world, you know. And through working for peace, we can often find a purpose, you know. Are there any efforts you've done to seek and build peace in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, through music, in high school, put on a battle of the bands for a family that I knew this girl. She was killed in a car crash, and her parents, instead of, you know, turning it into, sort of used it for creating an organization called KIDS, which stands for Kids International Development Society. And it's they fundraise money every year and go to Cambodia to buy school supplies, build orphanages for children there who don't have anything. So yeah, we raised money for that cause. And if you haven't heard of that, have you heard of Kids International Development Society?
Not before right now.
Yeah, they're a really cool organization, super dedicated. So if anyone's interested in donating it, all the funds go directly to the kids. So it's a, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I'm actually planning to go next year to help them out with that for a couple weeks. So
in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, it's a very worthwhile cause. Do you, is the website just kids or how do you?
Yeah, KIDS. They've been doing it for quite a while now, so it's got a pretty good internet presence. But yeah, and speaking of, you know, worthwhile causes and using your head and your heart, I actually kind of just was reminded of a band that I really like in Seattle, Head in the Heart. Have you heard of them?
No.
Yeah, they're awesome. They actually met at an open mic and decided to form a band. And this song is called Rivers and Roads.
Right on. Kaz Hamilton with a head to the heart?
The Head in the Heart.
The Head in the Heart,
yeah.
Cover.
From Seattle.
Cool. Wow, they probably have some good stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Thank you.
Do you have one more song you could play for us tonight?
I do, yeah. Yeah, actually, I think I promised to play this song at the beginning for my guitar. It's a whiskey song, as my guitar suggests.
Would that be Old Number 7?
That is Old Number 7.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, I really like this song. It's pretty upbeat and funky, so.
So you wrote this for your guitar?
No, I did not write this.
No, oh, okay.
To be
okay.
Clear, it is a cover.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cover by The Devil Makes Three is the name of the band. I actually saw them at the Commodore a little while back last year, and they were awesome. So if you haven't heard of them, Devil Makes Three.
Thank you.
guess I grew up on an old dirt road. Pedal to the metal, I always did what I was told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. Well, I grew up fast, I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. Well, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fire depot. Thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Doing wrong. Doing wrong. Doing wrong. So I'm sitting as the bar stool starts to grow roots, feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Tell me what it is that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as can be. Come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall asleep. I come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps. A fiery deeps. A fiery deeps. A fiery deeps. Whoa.
For days, trying to find a way to write this confession down. Seems every line I write's a mess. At least this I'll admit. For what I've done, I am not proud. But there's no need to pretend. No need for innocence. I've got to be honest now. My verdict is coming. It says I'm guilty for my sins this time. I thought I could escape, but then I finally felt the weight of my crimes. It's passion, it's not love. Infatuation never ends. Execution rests with convincing evidence. Well, it seems I've been deceived. So now I stand alone and wait for the first stone to be cast upon me.
sins this time. I thought I could escape, but then I finally felt the weight of my crimes. It's passion, it's not love, infatuation never ends.
Interested in indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, we're back in the medicine show. Thank you, Kaz, for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
It's fun to do live radio. Well, we're doing this every Friday night from 11 to 12:30. The medicine show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week. We will have, I believe it's the 11s, here to play some music live, and hopefully we'll have some insight. So I'm Christopher Hyman. Let's give thanks. Thank you to the Maker. Thank you to Kaz. Thank you to my wife, my daughters, my parents, my brothers and sisters, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. And deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you, and deep peace of the gentle night to you. Moon and stars pour their healing light on you. Deep peace of the Prince of Peace, of Christ, the light of the world to you. The deep peace of Christ to you. Coming up next is The Late Show with DJ Ray. And we're going to leave you with Sufjan Stevens, I think it is. Come on, feel the Illinois on The Medicine Show. Good night.